What so often happens is that we have a good seminar, and I think this was a good one. People go home. Next thing you know, they're caught up into the swirl of activity. The seminar becomes something they think of as a real nice place. We had a good building, and we met some nice people. And then in 2 months, it becomes a sort of a memory, and it thins out. Other people, I think the rare ones, have a seminar all the way home, and when they get there, they're still in it, and then they put it to work. I'd like to feel that we have a group here that will always be in a state of oneness, that we shared something, and that we continue sharing. I'd like to meet with you individually, and I'd like to go on with the feeling of being in Christ. If we could depend on ourselves and our friends, go into the Christ and stay there, and then carry it out to the rest of the world so that we know that they are the Christ, even if they don't know it. If we carried all of that with us, that would be like a transfusion to the world and an inspiration to our children. So I'd like us to strengthen that before we go. This was a healing seminar, but as you see, it was a healing of ourselves as well as the people we're going to heal. What has happened is that we have renewed our faith in the Father. Faith can be large or small, and our faith in the Father has to be infinite. There is nothing that is wrong in God's universe. Nothing needs repairs. And knowing this, our job is to come to that level of consciousness which lives on a par with the Father. Paul said it was not wrong in his eyes for any man to feel like God. And the implication was that he was God. Anytime we do not feel like God, then we are feeling unlike God. And those times are the times that we are stepping down in consciousness. You cannot feel like him or unlike him at the same time. You feel one or the other. And every time we digress into being unlike God, that's the time we digress into mortality. The Father demands that the Son be like the Father. All that I have is thine. can you have all of the Father if the Father is separate from you? And then when you realize the Father is not separate from me, not apart from me, can you truly reach that realization without wanting to do something wonderful to show the Father that I know you are my being? I know we are one. I know I am the light. Wherever you are, I am. Wherever I am, you are. I have never denied you. I never will. When you can feel this in you, isn't there a surge of triumph, victory? What can happen in a life that is so welded to God that we live in the seamless garment? There's plenty of space in that relationship for all the kinds of fun you want. But it's held together with the invisible bands of knowing that there is only one being, and that is God, and that is me. The I in the midst of me is God. And he can do anything in the universe. He'll spring up in the middle of the ocean in the midst of the fire, in the midst of the flood, in the midst of the hurricane. God is. When you find that to be true, so that your faith is deeper than the skin, but it makes your soul vibrate, then you are ready to go forth and accomplish your mission in life. Now, what is your mission? Let's clarify it. He said, feed the sick, feed the hungry, heal the sick, raise the dead. Let your light shine. But what is your mission? What are you establishing as the central focus of what you are to do? Have a conversation with the Father and tell him what you have decided your mission is, and ask for his approval. Literally, ask for his approval. If he turns you down, look at it again and see if that mission you have selected is doing the Father's work. It may be, and it may not be. Give him the final option to decide through you that this is what I must do. And if he says this is what you must do, you're a lucky man. Because that's what you must do, and that's what you will do, and it will be the most successful mission on earth. You'll be working with a million invisible angels who will all do the work for you. Anything the Father wants you to do is spiritual and spiritually endowed, spiritually ordained, and spiritually executed by the Father. the Father will be right where you are. And what you use to perform that mission will be protected by the Father's presence. You decide you're going to Africa and build a great hospital. You say to the Father, is this what you want? Yes, I want you to build that hospital. Well, let me tell you right now, the site is selected. The workers are there. Whatever the Father wants is done. If you've been selected to be a part of any operation that is divine, you will do your job well and effortlessly. But you must be sure to have the Father's approval. Oh, it may not be a grandiose mission. You may be a housewife in a small town, just smiling at the neighbors going by, appearing in the store, being at the Sunday meetings. Nothing very big, but if the Father told it to you, it's big. It's what you've got to do at this point. And you'll find that you get to be a very firm believer in only doing what the Father has approved. Because that's only what is protected. It carries with it the law of grace. No weapon used against you shall have power. Let's find our mission. Let's find it now. Let your wildest dreams be expressed. Maybe they're not so wild. Maybe your job is to take care of one sick man. Get permission. Don't do anything without permission. A divine wink will do. Sometimes we really hear strange things when we ask for permission. We may not even be able to interpret it right at the moment. But everything you get has a meaning. And I assure you that when your course has been established by the Father, you had better follow it. At college, they give you aptitude tests. They spread them out in front of you, and you fill in all the questions, and then some professor tells you what your best aptitudes are, and then from that you decide what you're to be. The aptitude tests don't always work. But then the truly wise people who have been endowed from on high don't follow in a general pattern which everyone else follows. And the one who stands out as a genius doesn't like to see that he's good at figures and that he's supposed to be in that, and so forth. Your talents are divine. And you must pursue a mission which matches your divine talents. And nobody knows as well as the Father what you must do. Do you realize that if everyone in the world were equipped to select the things they're going to do in their life by this method, equipped really, that everyone would be on a divine mission? And our paths would not cross. Our paths would not conflict. Our paths would be so that we would interweave and help each other and add to each other's mission. And all would be successful. And a successful people are a happy people. There's no mischief in them. Let's take the next step. Presumably, you have been given your mission. The Father may alter it from time to time. What steps are necessary for you to fulfill this mission? Every child of God has a mission. There's no exception. But I do know this, that you must find the kingdom of heaven on earth. You must locate it, and you must step in it, and you must utilize the facilities that are divine. You must wake up. You must help your neighbor wake up. You must help build the divine network on earth so that everything that the Father teaches goes through you and through the network, the wider, the more amplified, the more the world then will be transformed by the Spirit of God. We are now in that transformation process. We must all help widen the process. We must receive the news and spread the news. And the news is that you are the Christ. And you are the Christ. And we are all the Christ of God. The beggar on the street is the Christ. And you teach this in your quiet way. And you teach it by proving it. And you teach it by exposing the untruth that blocks the way. And you can consider that your mission. Always, without ceasing. When you're told to pray without ceasing, the real meaning would be, you are the Christ. Don't ever be anything but the Christ. And you have completed your prayer. But without ceasing, be the Christ. People often ask us if we believe in reincarnation. Yeah, we do, for the slow ones. The quickened ones are translated. I believe our seminar might be over, and that we can all thank each other for a job well done. We have come with a purpose. We have fulfilled that purpose. We have done the Father's work, each of us. Let's hope we continue to do so. To each of you, love, blessings, and thank you.